Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Load them up, boys. We're saving Crockett when we need them.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load, hour number three. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. And we got Joe. Well, hang on a minute there. Let me text him. This more drama. This is the drama of live radio. So, going to voicemail. Voicemail. Give it another shot, if you would, please, sir. All right. In the interim, while we wait for Joe, which it's 1911 University, Joe's been doing some stuff that I'm interested in, that I'm about to get into. And we're going to talk about that today versus 1911s, if we get Joe. Got messaging machine again. Okay. So, you stand by, sir. I'll go ahead. Let me try to set this up, and I'll be texting Joe. I'm about to get into long-range shooting. Although, I'm going to do it with a twist. I'm not going to get into all of these crazy calibers, simply because I can't see 1,000 yards away. I'm sort of wondering if I can see 800 yards away, but what my goal is to be able to build a gun that can reach out to 600 to 800 yards. Now, to that end, I have the gun now. I've already got the gun. It is a Spikes Tactical 18-inch 5.56. Nothing special. However, it's going to be set up as a long-range gun. And we went with the 18-inch because that was a recommendation from Cole Liu at Spikes. What I was looking for, what I'm looking to build, and there's going to be some people say, well, Bill, you've already messed up because you got it in 5.56. Well, you know, there's 5.56 ammo and there's 5.56 ammo. And the 5.56 ammo I'd run out of this thing would be a different, you know, probably a bigger bullet. But it's sort of interesting because I've never been down this pathway before. And to this end, I've been consulting with people at Spikes. I've been talking to Steve Fisher. I've been talking to, I was going to talk to Joe about it, but this is a whole new animal. Now, a lot of people will go out and buy a gun like a Bergara or some bolt gun or something. And for me, what I was looking for was something that I could run the same magazines and everything else and, put a bipod on the gun. That'll be going on there. It's going to be quite the build. Although the gun itself, the gun, when I asked him to build this, I was like, make this really austere. I don't need a lot of bells and whistles on this. Not even sure if I'm going to run backup sights on it. Now, the reason for that is that my ability to run up and down the range is waning. it's going bye-bye soon. And to that for that reason, that's why I've tried to look into this. Now, next coming up is going to be the glass. And the glass is, when you're looking at glass, you know, for a long-range rifle, I think you're, we got Joe? Well,
let's hey, Bill, hang on 1 second.
Sure. We got Joe. That means we can continue the conversation. Are you back now? Nope.
Connection issues with the phone here.
Anyway, you good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Well, I'm glad to have you here.
I'm glad to be here.
Here, let's play this first. Make it official. Oh, yeah. 1911 University. There's only one Obi-Wan of that school, and that is Joe Chambers at Chambers Custom. Although today, I don't want to talk to you so much about 1911. We can get to that later on. But today I want to talk to you about my next project. Although my next project is going to be anemic compared to what the way you do it. I know that already. Okay. But then again, when I was putting this together, everything I started doing, I did with the idea that I'm not going to build this out to be a beast. So today I got an 18-inch AR-15 from Spikes. That I'm going to turn into, and it's in 5.56, right? I'm going to configure this as a long-range rifle. What are your thoughts on that? What do you think about using that caliber as a long-range caliber? Because I'm only looking to go out 600 to 800 yards.
What's the twist rate on the barrel?
I'm going to imagine 1 in 7, maybe. I'm not sure. I'll have to look. I'm hoping that it is one commensurate. What should it be for that? 1 in 9 or what?
No, 1 in 7, 1 in 6. My DMR gun is a 1 in 6.5, I think. 1 in 6, 1 in 6.5. I have to look. Let me see if it's in the safe upstairs here. Because you want to be able to shoot the bigger bullets, you know.
Right.
You want to be able to shoot 75, 80 grain pills.
That's what I was going to.
Yeah, if you're, I mean, all right, you know, can you shoot 600 meters, you know, man-sized targets at 600 meters with a 1 in, you know, with a 62 grain bullet? Sure. Yeah. I mean, guys do it. Now it must be in the safe downstairs. But you'd do it a lot better with 75 grain bullets.
Yeah.
But you can't shoot 75 grain bullets out of a 1 in 8, 1 in 9, 1 in 10, 1 in 12 twist. They won't stabilize.
Gotcha. Okay.
So yeah, like the way I set mine up, I have I have an older Magpul PRS stock on it, and I got a free floating tube from Midwest Industries, and I got an 18-inch barrel threaded for a suppressor. And a 6-24x56 scope on it. And I've got a Geissele SDE SAM Delta Echo trigger in it. It works good. I mean, I've shot coons out to 485 yards in the dark.
Wow.
That's a poke. Just saying.
Now, is your gun a bolt gun or a?
No, it's a AR. Matter of fact,
I'm talking to the right man. This is perfect. All right, so we're coming up on the first break already. When we get back, we'll get into this. I'm glad we got you connected and everything. And for those of you that are interested in Chambers Custom, which tonight I'm just taking advantage of the fact that I'm talking to Joe. But Chambers Custom, if you want to be a part of that, the first place you got to go is chamberscustom.com. There they have a list of the various guns they have, and you can sign up to get one of those and start the process and deal with Heidi. And then once that starts and you get on the list and you're in the wait, believe me, it is worth the wait. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
In 2013, Core Essentials set out to redefine a man's belt. Blending innovation with superior material, the Core Essentials belt came into focus, highlighting a better fit, better styling, and increased function. Equally at home peeking out of a blazer or a plate carrier, the EDC gun belt answers every need of the modern gun carrier. Core Essentials. That's K-O-R-E, essentials.com.
What makes the best is that they're always getting better.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today. We'll be right back.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Joe Chambers, Chambers Custom. And we, you know, normally we were talking about 1911, the pistol builds and everything else, but Joe apparently has already done what I'm about to start doing. And let's do a little bit of terminology first. DMR is
designated marksman.
Yeah. Cool. Most of the people that I've ever seen do DMRs always did some sort of a mod of the M14. Is that changing?
Oh Lord, yeah. Yeah, I mean, because the M14 is a wonderful rifle for 2,500 rounds. Then it beats itself to death.
Yeah. I've had a couple of those, and, I love the people that get out there and shoot it, and then they go, you know it's a soft shooter, because every time I shoot it, it jars every feeling I've got in my head. I mean, it just, boom, it's just like the shockwave. I wanted to like it and everything, but it beat me half to death just shooting it.
Yeah, shoot one full auto sometime and get back to me. Beat the snot out of you.
Yeah, I have. Well, I mean, I have with an AR-15 with a binary trigger in it. I tried that.
Not even the same as an M14.
Oh, I know. I no doubt about that.
An M14 full auto will literally rattle your eyeballs. So, anyways, back to the DMR. So you're gonna build this gun. It's got an 18-inch barrel, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I got to figure out the twist in it and everything. I'll get back to you on that one. Now I'm texting.
Should be on the barrel. Yeah.
I'm texting Steve in the margins and everything. And so, how is yours set up? Do you have a bipod on yours?
No, I use a tripod actually.
Really?
Yeah, I like the tripod a little better. I use the bog pod. A couple of years ago, Fisher got one of the first bog pods that came out. And he was playing with it, and he was like, oh, man, you try this, you'd love it. So I bought the carbon fiber version. It's not much more than the aluminum version, but it weighs half the weight.
Right.
And, you know, for me, when I got to walk across, you know, a half-mile cornfield in the dark, 3 pounds is a lot of weight with all your other crap. I use a bog pod. I can put a bipod on it. And if I was going to put one on it, I'd probably just put the Magpul bipod on it, you know, the Paul one. The tripod solves my problems.
I'm thinking I'm going to put a bipod on mine. And now, Steve does not recommend going out there on a bipod and going crazy with that one. You know, how much is your bipod? $6,000. It's the best bipod known to man.
Yeah, I mean, you can get an Atlas. If you want to spend $400, the Atlas is the creme de la creme. But if you're a casual shooter, you know, the Magpul bipod or the Harris bipod, both of those are really suitable. Don't buy one of these cheap knockoffs of the Harris bipod. You'll regret it. But either the Magpul or the Harris bipod are both good. The Magpul bipod is a lot lighter than the Harris. The Harris is a little more heavy duty. You know, I mean, they just are what they are. I have both that I use on different guns, but.
What about the pistol grip? You change the pistol grip?
Yeah, so I have a Packmeyer overmolded pistol grip. So my DMR kind of came together as a fluke. I wanted to build one. I had a receiver. I had a stock from another gun that I bought and sold and traded and whatnot. I had a stripped upper, and a buddy of mine called me. He'd been working with, he writes for AR15.com or AR1500.com. And, he had some barrels that he'd been testing from a company and they didn't really shoot well. And so he asked me if I wanted one for like $100 or something. I was like, yeah, let me have that six twist. And I got it in, and the crown looked like a beaver had chewed on it. So I recrowned it in the lathe, and it shot amazing. So I just kind of pieced it together over time. So I have a Packmire overmolded rubber pistol grip on it because I like it. I like the way it feels. It doesn't get super cold in the wintertime because, you know, a lot of my hunting with this rifle is done in the winter. I mean, it's not super heavy. But again, Magpul has some great options out there. I saw a really cool one the other day from a company. I think it's called Fakor. I think that was the name of it. I was in Cabela's. And they had a neat, kind of a neat finger groove looking pistol grip. But
What do you think of so you're not an ergo grip kind of guy? Or do you?
Oh, the ergo grips are cool, yeah. I mean, I don't have nothing against those. They're cool looking. They feel good, you know. A pistol grip to me is a pistol grip.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I put the Packmire on there because I had it, and it was rubberized, and that keeps it from getting super cold in the wintertime, you know. But I would use whatever. Like the KAC packages that we're doing, those have the A2 grip on them that we have Ben Simons and Reese Stipple over at Boresight. You know, and people are like, I can't believe you used that A2 grip. Yeah, but I paid $100 to have Ben Stipple it for me. So it's awesome. You know, so I mean, like I said, pistol grip is a pistol grip. Find one you like and slap it on there and roll. Now, triggers and, you know, free-floating tubes and sights and all that, that's a totally different bug.
Yeah. Well, we're coming up on the next break, and we're going to get into the next thing because after this, we're going to be talking, as we come back, we're going to be talking glass and trigger, because I know you mentioned the trigger and buttstock, because pretty much this gun is pretty much stock. It even has a straight trigger guard on it. I mean, it's just stock. That's all I asked for.
You said it's from Spikes?
Yeah.
I'm going to their website now.
18-inch. I haven't even looked. I haven't even looked to see what it is. But for those of you that are
rifle.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. For those of you that are wanting to see what it's like to work with Spikes Tactical day-to-day, you can do so a couple of different ways. You can go to their Instagram, where they are very prolific, and you can find the various gunsmiths, Brandon and Eric, doing stuff. Joe does stuff on there all the time. And it's all, you know, just go to Chambers Custom on Instagram and find that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A Houston hospital has suspended more than 170 employees after their refusal to get a COVID-19 vaccine. Houston Methodist Hospital had set a June 7th deadline for all employees to receive the shot or risk suspension and termination. The hospital says that 178 full and part-time employees were suspended for 2 weeks without pay for not complying and would be fired after 14 days if they do not get the shot. A group of more than 100 employees sued the hospital last month over the mandate, saying that it was illegally forcing employees to take an experimental shot. And new data from the Department of Labor shows that the cost of consumer goods continues to rise. The Consumer Price Index, a measure of the cost of everyday goods and services, jumped 5% over the last year, according to the new report. That's the largest increase since August of 2008. The index is seen as an indicator of inflation, something many economists have warned is on the rise. You're listening to USA Radio News. President Biden says he'll use his overseas trip to send a message to China and Russia. Lance Pry explains.
President Biden, on his way to Europe this week, told reporters he was going to use his first foreign trip to make clear to Putin and to China that Europe and the United States are tight and the G7 is going to move. The problem, Germany and France don't appear to be on board when it comes to presenting a united front against China and Russia. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And the state of California has appealed a federal judge's ruling that struck down the state's assault rifle ban. U.S. District Judge Roger Benitez ruled last week that the state's ban violated the Second Amendment and kept Californians from owning guns readily available in other states. California Attorney General Ron Bonta claimed the judge's ruling was a legal outlier. Gun advocates say they intend to continue litigation over the state's ban all the way to the Supreme Court if necessary. California's ban on assault-style weapons was the first in the nation to be enacted, going into effect in 1989. Six other states currently have similar bans on their books. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking to Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom, and we're talking completely different than we normally do because he's telling me how to build something or put something. I'm just taking notes here. So did you find what you were looking for?
Yeah, so that 18-inch barrel from Spikes is a 1-in-7 twist.
So that'll be good to go.
Yeah, I didn't actually see any complete rifles in 5.56 on their website that have an 18-inch barrel.
Neither did
I. Maybe they're building. Yeah, maybe they're building it for you special.
Well, I you know, I'm slowing down. It used to be I'd be like run and gun, and now I'm like run and gun, and you know, I'm slowing down. So I'm trying to put together a different kit that I've never used. I've always been sort of a precision rifle. Who cares? So now that the, you know, that I got certain pains and aches that I didn't used to have, I'm like, precision rifles, I care. So, that's where we're going with that. So with glass, now I know what Steve recommended, what kind of glass, what he recommended to me. What kind of glass do you run on yours?
Oh, mine is, I don't have a very expensive scope on my DMR right now. But if I was going to change it to something different, I would be running probably a Vortex optic. You know,
that's what he recommends to me.
Yeah, they're 3 to 15. The new one that they brought out that's like a hunting line. That's a nice scope. That's what I'm going to put on my nice arm at 6.5 Creedmoor is the 3-15.
Yeah.
It's a good scope, you know. And I'm running on the DMR. I'm running a Midwest, I think it's a Midwest cantilever scope mount. It's either a Midwest or a Swaffa. I can't remember now. They're all the same, basically. You know, Midwest, Swaffa makes one. Badger Ordnance makes a cantilever mount. Knights makes one. The only way you really step up as far as ultra quality, which you don't need on a DMR, in my opinion, is if you go to the Sfer mount. Sfer makes the ultimate scope mount. That's what I have on my 338 Lapua.
Okay.
But you don't need that for a 5.56. That's for, you know, it's heavy. You know, the object of the gun is to not make it as heavy as possible. The object of the gun is to make it as user friendly as possible. And I think that gets lost. You know, it certainly got lost on me when I was younger and playing around with stuff. Is, you know, you build this rifle and you get it all done and it's like 18 pounds and it's an AR-15. Really? Why?
Do you remember the LVOA? Do you remember that gun?
Yeah. Yeah, why?
I don't think it weighed 18 pounds, but it was pretty heavy.
Yeah, I mean...
I waited for 2 years for that gun to get to me.
I mean, I've got some heavy guns.
Then it got to me, and all the talk had been about the muzzle device, which the muzzle device was a good muzzle device, but on a gun that weighs 9 pounds, it ought to be. But anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, I like the Vortex optic. You know, Vortex makes a cantilever scope mount, too, that you can use. And you can buy the optic, the scope mount, and the scope caps, and a fast throw lever, which you'll want if you're hunting varmints, all from Vortex at one time, you know.
Okay, now, why do I want the fast throw lever if I'm hunting varmints?
You put that on your magnification ring, right? And so you can be scanning. You can be scanning on 3-power, watching for, you know, whatever you're shooting: prairie dogs, coyotes, you know, terrorists, whatever you're shooting. You can be watching through your scope at 3-power and have the full field of view. When you see what you want to shoot at, you just reach up there and flip the lever with one finger, and it dials it over to 15-power, and now you're zoomed in so your old eyes can see it, and it's done.
Now, as far as Lass was concerned, Steve was recommending the Vortex Venom 5-25.
Well, that's an okay optic. Hang on, let me pull up the one there.
Why is it only okay, Joe?
Now you're picking on me, see?
I'm not picking on you because I don't know. I mean, listen, I'm the idiot that doesn't know anything about what's going on right now. I'm out here saying, I'm going to get into precision shooting. Hey, what's that?
Yeah. I mean, the Venom's an okay scope. It's a nice, the Venom is a good mid-range scope, right? For the guy that doesn't want to spend $1,000, the Venom's a good scope.
Okay.
It is. It's fine. Is it the best scope that they make? No. It's just not. The HD LHT 3-15 is a far superior scope as far as optic clarity, features, function, all that jazz.
Right.
You know, but maybe you don't need, you know, maybe you don't need a $1,000 scope. Maybe you only need a, you know, $600-$700 scope. You know, but at the end of the day, with glass, we all know this. Anybody that shoots rifles or has shot rifles with any amount of acuity over the years knows that if you don't have good glass, you can't make the shot. So you can put $10,000 into the damn rifle. If you don't have good glass, you ain't making the shot.
Right. So, well, I mean, in video and photography, they say that you date the camera body, but you marry the glass.
Right. Exactly. You know, and that's why, like, when I built my 338, right? It's a super expensive rifle, Sako TRG 42. You know, it's all custom built and everything. And I bought the when I bought the rifle scope, I bought the Razor HD, you know, Gen 2, the Giant, you know, 4.5 to 27 by 56. It's a masterpiece of a scope. You know, I mean, it's when I built my F-class rifles, they all have March scopes on them. And people are like, man, that's a $3,000 scope. Yes, it is. But I can read a book over your shoulder at 600 yards. You know, so what do you want to do with it? So, yeah, I mean, what's the one he said? The Venom, yeah, is that a good scope? Sure. Yeah, it's all right. You know, I think the Viper line's a little nicer. And obviously when you get to the Razor, that's even a little bit nicer of scope. Just depends on what you know, how much you want to spend, really.
Right. Well, I mean, I'm going to look around and see. I'm going to try to buy once and cry once, you know?
Yeah. Yeah,
just,
absolutely.
Just try to do that as I get it together and go forward. Then comes the fun part, because I don't know where to go shoot long distance. I'm going to have to find a range that is long and deep enough that I can get in there and send some rounds down range. So that'll be the fun part. Trying to find 75 grain ammo.
Oh, that's easy. Just call Spark Munitions.
Gotcha. Okay.
They have plenty of that.
Tell you what, before you go off on this, coming up on the last break, this went by fast, huh? So,
yeah.
Now, Joe has spent a little bit of time putting together both a really good Facebook page and a really good YouTube channel. The YouTube channel is like, you know, this is where you can go get instruction and inspiration. And it's Chambers Custom, one word. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The Mech Tech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Indeed, check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. Speaking to Joe Chambers, 1911 University, although we've been on a totally different kind of platform today because we're talking about DMRs and building a DMR. And when you were building yours, did you try to keep the weight down?
Not at the time. I went back and changed some things. Afterwards, I went back and I put an ultralight 4-end rail on it because it was too heavy. I mean, it was like 12 and a half pounds. It was ridiculous. And I didn't want to get rid of the PRS stock because I really liked the stock, but I wanted a, you know, lighter gun, and I have a heavy barrel on it. So I got rid of all the weight on the four end.
So where should the weight be? Where do you think somebody ends up if they get out there with the bipod, the glass, changes the... is there anything else on the gun, the charging handle, the bolt carrier group, anything else that you change on an AR-15 type DMR?
No, I don't. I mean, charging handle, you're only going to use it once every 30 rounds. Well, once during every shooting session. You know, because you're going to shoot till lockback, you're going to throw a mag in there and drop it with a butt. I think, you know, I mean, charging handle is important for certain things, but on the DMR, I mean, my DMR doesn't even have a forward assist. You know, it's a split
right
side. So I don't mess with that. It was more important to me to have a really good trigger, right? So I got the Geissele trigger in there, and there's some other triggers out there now that are really good. Steve's been playing with one. I can't remember what it's called. Steve and Chuck and Jared and all those guys have been playing with this one brand that seems to be really good. I need to get one and try it.
Isn't Timony, is it?
No. Something else. Ultimac or something like that. I don't know. I'll have to look it up and see. But they've been really happy with it. It's very expensive. It's like $380 or something. It's an expensive trigger. But the trigger's important to me. Glass is important, relatively speaking. You know, weight. I mean, you're building an 18-inch rifle. I don't think a guy has to go crazy and do a PRS stock. If I had it to do again and I didn't have that stock, I would probably go with the Magpul STR, which is the stock I have on like 95% of my ARs. I like that stock. It's adjustable. You know, it's got a good cheek weld. It's not heavy. It's got storage for batteries for my night vision. You know, it has a lock on it, so it locks in place. But, yeah, I mean, as far as shooting long range, realistically, where you got to start is at 300 yards. If you can find a place where you shoot 300 yards, you can do everything you want to do within reason at 300 right. yards. People get caught up in this, oh, I got to shoot at 600 or 800 or 1,000 yards. Look, when you can shoot to your gun's capability at 300 yards for 10-shot groups, holler at your boy about a 600-yard range. 600 yards is that separates the men from the children, literally. I hear, you know, I hunt a lot. I'm a huge hunter, you know that. And I hear all these guys, oh, I would shoot that deer at 800 yards. Bro. Do you even know how hard it is to hit a baseball at 800 yards? Because that's what you're shooting when you shoot a deer, right? You're shooting its heart at 800 yards, which is the size of a baseball. Get real, you know? It takes a lot of skill, a lot more skill than people think. So, yeah, I mean, get really, really, really good at 300 yards. And, you know, 600 yards will then be relatively simple to learn because you'll have your fundamentals down. You won't have to worry about breathing. You won't have to worry about timing. All the things that you do with pistol shooting, right, your breathing, your timing, controlling your movement, breaking the shot at the right moment during the movement with your breathing, all of that is way more important than long-range rifle, like 100 times more important than long-range rifle.
Gotcha.
You know, because you've taken, it's like, it would be like shooting a pistol at 100 yards, shooting a rifle at 600. It's same kind of, you know, deal. So, yeah, find you a solid 300-yard range and you can do serious work there. Then when you go to 600, all you're doing is confirming your dope. That's it.
So, do you have a sling on it?
No, I don't. I don't use a sling with that gun.
Gotcha.
No, I have a backpack that actually the gun can go in the backpack, like straps to the backpack. So if I've got to hike a long distance, you know, with this giant monstrosity of a rifle with the suppressor on it and everything, I just put it on the backpack and go.
Is it an Eberle stock?
No, it's not. I wish I could afford an Eberle, but it's who is this backpack made by? I probably tore the name tag off of it now. Yeah, it is. I don't know who it's made by. It's a nice backpack though. It's got padding on it. It's got a hydration system in it and all that jazz. But it's not an Eberle. I wish it was.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I don't. A sling on a gun like that, you're never. The chances of you shooting it from the sling position are really slim. That's why you have a bipod on it.
Now, my next question, and I'm probably being sort of stupid here, but I mean, in one of these bad situations where things get bad, could you see yourself running out with like an SBR, is like you're running around gun, but with that slung on your back, if you had a sling for it, or in your backpack? Would you take that out in a just in case situation?
No, I'd take my 338 with Bua.
All right.
I mean, why do I want to wound people?
Gotcha. Well, I mean, I thought that was the whole purpose behind the 75 grain 5.56 stuff, because it will hurt them.
I mean, it will, but. You know, that's the whole point of having something like a Lapua is it'll hurt them at 1,800, 2,400 yards. You don't even have to get close. You know, I mean, if you know how to use it, which I do, you don't have to get close.
How do you
stay away?
Can you see that far away? Can you see? That's a bad guy at 2,400 yards over there. I'm sure of it.
That's why I spent 2,400 or $3,000 on a scope, Bill.
Oh, okay, okay, yeah.
Gotcha. Well, I got a giant spotting scope. No, but it's serious business. Like, you know, if we were in a real, you know, feces hits the fan situation, I mean, I'm probably not carrying around a 12-pound rifle. You know, I'm way more covert than that at that point. And right. whatever I do carry will probably be full auto because, well, I have full autos already.
You got them. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, so that whole idea of laying in the weeds and shooting at an adversary at 800 yards, that sounds romantic. Sounds cool. It's not very realistic for the majority of people out there, you know.
For me, anyway.
Because eventually they're gonna hone in a 40 mic mic or a 120 millimeter mortar and they're gonna zap you. And you're gonna be laying there in the tall grass as the mortar drops in.
you know, such is life.
Yeah.
Before we run out of time, say what?
If you want to come out here to Nebraska and shoot coyotes with me, it's an awesome time. You know,
okay.
It's a perfect gun for that. You know.
Gotcha. Well, before we run out of time. ChambersCustom.com. We'll get back to 1911 University next week. I just thought since this came in today that I would pick my friend Joe's brain. ChambersCustom.com. Find them on Facebook. Find them on Instagram. Find them on YouTube. He's still trying to get enough subscribers to stream. Thank you very much for joining me, sir. Sorry for the snafu.
No, thank you. Appreciate it. Have a good evening.
Thank you, sir. And we will be back again in 21 hours. And between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been and it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.